Greetings from the end of the kingdom, series 7, episode 6. This is the third attempt at recording this tonight, so that's why I'm behaving, being quiet as much as I can anyway, because everybody else on the site has gone to sleep, or is in their respective chalets or tents. And I'm sitting on the roof talking to you. And all the traffic has died down now because it's nearly 11:30. And there was a ton of traffic actually on the A30 coming from Land's End, where we've been. So the day's been a bit of a test, if I'm honest. But I got up nice and early, did a recording, and got ready. Lucas had a nice lie-in again, and then we jumped in the car. I had breakfast, actually. Lucas made himself some sausages, actually, and then burnt himself. And then we headed into Penzance. Now, I brought enough clothes to last us for up until today, because I didn't want to bring a clean set of clothes for every day that we're away, because it's be 9 sets plus a spare, and suddenly you're getting into suitcase territory, and I didn't really want to do that. So and it's not like we're going up a mountain where, you know, there's nothing, where we there's no facilities. We're still in England, we're in Cornwall. And actually in Penzance there's a really good laundrette, so which we use every year. So it was actually, I made the decision that we're only bringing enough clothes to last till Thursday, and then on Thursday we do some washing. And the good thing is that it's connected, like literally part of the arcade. So it meant that we could go in, do our washing, go and play on the arcade, which is what we did, and chance our arm. Again, I had no luck whatsoever with the fruit machines. I really need to stop before I lose all my money, because it's not working out for me this time round. So but Lucas did all right, actually. He did pretty well, so it worked out quite well for him, but not so much for me. So once we'd done the washing, loaded the car, we went and sort of mucked around on the seafront, and then got the headed into Penzance to get some lunch. So we usually go to Rose Bakery, and I actually didn't have a pasty today. I ended up having a cheese and cauliflower turnover, I think it's called. It was actually really nice. It was really hot, actually. Then treated myself to a cherry and rhubarb slice, which was really nice. Okay, so I was really pleased with that. Then we came back, and Lucas wasn't feeling very well because he had a juice and a milkshake and it turned his stomach. So he laid down, and I wasn't going to let the day run away from me. So I headed down to Land's End and got my picture of me sitting on the rock that I've taken for the past. I worked out now. I've visited the rock every year since 2002. That was the first year I discovered it. And I have a picture of me sitting on it every year, apart from, I think 2006 is the end, and 2002 are the only 2 years that I don't have a picture of. So I've got now a continuous picture of me sitting on the rock for 20 years, right? Which really does seem like a lot, right? So I did that, and I mentioned, I think, in I did another recording. I tried to do a live broadcast because I was trying to do Late Night Edge of the World, but I didn't have any signal at Dr. Syntax's Head, which is the most westerly point in England. So what I did was I just recorded a bog standard podcast edition for the website, not for the Hike and Pod channel. And where I literally talked about how, for the longest time, I believe the rock that I was sitting on, I have these famous pictures, is the most westerly point. And I discovered in the past 6 years or 6 years ago that Dr. Syntax's head, which is just in front of the first and last house, is the most westerly point. So I then headed down there, recorded a video, which I'm going to put up on YouTube, and then tried to do the live broadcast, failed, did the recording instead, and headed back. And then me and Lucas had dinner, tried to use up as much of the provisions that we bought as we could, and then headed into down to Land's End for an evening of fun. And we did three of the four attractions. So we did the golf, the 4D cinema, and the Aardman Adventure, which is the one we do this every year. It's part of our tradition. I was a bit disappointed because I was expecting Lucas to beat me at the Crazy Golf, and he didn't. He didn't. I whooped him because he started to get really good now, and he should have whooped me, but he didn't. And it's also, it wasn't the most enjoyable experience because we were so close to the, it was packed. There were so many people. We were so close to the family in front, and then the family behind us kept catching us up. So we were waiting for the family in front. And then there was a time when the family in front were right next to us and the family behind were, you know, and it's just like, this is not enjoyable, not really getting into this. But the rest of it, the Aardman was good. We flew through that. Normally we sort of take our time, but we didn't. Took loads of pictures, and they've changed some of the exhibits. So some of them are new. They've got some stuff from the Curse of the Were-Rabbit, some of the house sets and the church set as well. So that was pretty cool seeing that. And I got some good pictures of that. And then we sort of sat around watching the sunset, which we pointed out was not setting, that the earth was turning. And Lucas said that we are mean, nerdy bullies, because for, and I thought, yeah, it's kind of fair in a sense for a pursuit of being right, ruining people's enjoyment, you know, for being right, which is what it was really. So and then we got two donuts each, and the irony of drinking sugar-free drinks while eating donuts was not lost on me at all. So as good as I thought I'd been this week, I kind of rounded it off with not being good by stuffing my face with donuts. And it kind of feels like the holidays come to an end, but it actually hasn't, because this is only the end of the second section, as it were, of the holiday. And then we headed out to watch the drone show. This is something that's completely new, this augmented reality. I've never seen it live. I've only ever seen it on TV. And so it was incredible. You know, they brought up the first thing that came up was the word Land's End, all these drones spelling it out. And then they created a shark, and there was a planet with rings and a moon that went round it and stuff. And then it ended up with the very last thing being the Land's End sign with the letters LE. So it was brilliant. Absolutely loved it. Really enjoyed it. It was well worth seeing. And I didn't do the fireworks, which I'm not really that disappointed about, if I'm honest, because the ground is so dry. So they're worried about igniting it because we've not had any rain for a long time. But again, not worried about that. And so we were all set to sort of get up and pack up and head down to Penzance, and that's where we stay for tomorrow night. But we kind of decided that we weren't going to do that. We will pack up because we have to leave the pod, because it's our last night on the pod and the last night on the roof of the pod, which is where I'm talking to you from now. But we're going to get the tent out and stay in the camp field on this site, because we love it here and we're not quite ready to go. So it's not really our last night here at Land's End. It's just our last night in the pod. And so we've still got one more night, which I'm quite pleased about. And I think it's, you know, it'll be warm enough. I think I'm a bit worried about my bed messing up and waking me up in the middle of the night, where I wake up on the ground So we're going to have a trip to Millets tomorrow and see if we can get on one of these. They've got those inflatable beds and they're selling them for £6.50 because we just don't have enough of those. I mean, I've got four at home, I think, already, or three at home. So of those, you know, like the cheap ones. I think we might donate it. I don't know if I want to take it home with me, but we'll see. Because I don't want to say you can never have enough beds. This is storage, and I'm doing really well with my decluttering. So that's quite handy. So with that said, so this is coming to the end of the second section. So I've kind of messed this up a bit, really, because it would be at this point I'd be writing the end, because it's two-thirds of the way through then. I would have written the blog, which I haven't done, and then posted that. And then we start for the last section of, like, camping again. So it would have been Penzance and then the New Forest and then home, right? But now it's not going to be that. It's Land's End, New Forest, home. So going to rethink how we go about this. So at least tomorrow we get some time to spend at Penzance as our evening time, and then come back here, have dinner, go down to Land's End, watch the sunset, go to bed, and then get up and head to the New Forest. So we've got some of the activities we've got planned for the New Forest, or on the way to the New Forest. We're going to go to Poundbury and Shard, not in that order, I don't think, anyway. I think it can't be. It's Shard first, then Poundbury. So even though the journey to the New Forest is only 4 hours, it's not like it's a bit less than 4 hours, actually. No, it is 4 hours. It is 4 hours. It's not amazingly taxing. So I appreciate this one is a bit shorter, but since this is not the last night at Land's End, it doesn't need to be longer. So I'm going to leave it there because it is late and I am conscious of the fact that I'm being very quiet and I'm not enunciating properly and projecting. So I'm going to say thanks very much for tuning in on episode 6, and I will talk to you tomorrow.